You may have noticed, if you've been out and about, there's been an explosion of food trucks in the country over the last year with lockdown and all that and restaurants been closed. Well, there's a new show and they're looking for the best food truck in Ireland. And it's fronted by our next guest, James Patrice.
Hello, Ray. I like that.
Yes.
James.
I think you need an introduction like that, James.
Thank you, Ray. Well, I'm on Ray Darcy.
No, you're on the Ray Darcy show.
Yes, I'm not on Ray Darcy. No, but I'm on the show.
Yes.
Yes, very important distinction there, yes.
How are you?
I'm great, Ray. Yeah, I really am. I'm so excited for this now. It's great to be able to talk about it. And there's been such a great buzz, really. We shared it just last week there on Instagram and on all social, and it just rocketed. It really, really did.
Yeah.
You know, the amount of people tagging different food trucks on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you name it, and of course the email address itself. I mean, the guys have said, to be honest, they could cast it 10 times over now.
Could they?
They've had that many applicants, okay. Which is brilliant.
Now, the food truck is a lot more than your humble chipper van.
100%.
Or is it? Or it is, right. Okay.
Do you know what? I suppose it's a bit of a mix. It's kind of, it's all, you know, there's so many new food trucks, of course, with so many cuisines, so many varieties, but there's also existing food trucks that have used the last year and used that unfortunate bit of time that we all had in our hands to really elevate what they were already doing.
Mm.
So far the applicants have been a real mix. I mean, we've had a Michelin star chef who has turned his hand to food truck, and we've had existing food trucks. I think we had someone who hadn't a clue how to make or do a food truck and just went on YouTube and got a tutorial on how to convert. So, I mean, there's a whole range of skills there. And you see, it's not just about the food, of course. It's about the business mind behind it. It's about using what you have, what tools you have yourself,
right,
and elevating things. And to be honest, Ray, I think it's just about the perseverance of people who have spun what could have been a pretty bad year, which was a pretty bad year, into something positive by doing something just different.
Yeah, there's sort of an ingenuity about a lot of them. And the brilliant thing is, and I don't know if you've noticed this, is that, and I hope it remains when we get to the other side of lockdown, which is fast approaching, we're hanging around outside more than we used to.
Absolutely. Do you know what it is, right? I think, like, you know, over the years, you go on the holidays to Paris and to the likes, you know, everyone's outside all the time. It's great. Whereas here, if there's a drop of rain, get me in. I couldn't possibly. What are you doing? The hair will be destroyed. But now, I think we're all loving it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think we're all, dare I say it, Ireland is becoming a little bit more cosmopolitan.
More European.
Definitely. So there's definitely an appetite for it there. And I mean, obviously it's fantastic. All the restaurants will be opening back up in some capacity. But I don't think that the food trucks are going anywhere.
No.
They really aren't.
So casting at appetitemedia.tv.
That's the one, yes.
And they
can tag on Instagram as well.
The closing date is 28th of May. You're going to be filming during June, and there is a prize.
There is a prize, right? Yeah, it's pretty whopper. It's $5,000 for the winner, which can do a lot,
yeah,
for any business, particularly ones that are starting up or in the early stages. So $5,000, and you get to spend a bit of time, but doesn't have the crack. Which would be brilliant.
So you're going to go sample their wares.
I mean, I think it's only fair, right, that I would have to do some form of a taste test, of course.
Yeah, poor, you know, thing.
Isn't it terrible? I'm starting the diet now,
so
I'll have a bit of room by the end of it, you know.
You were saying about marketing and all that and the ingenuity of transforming an ambulance or something into a food truck. That's all good. But I would imagine the stories are important as well.
But you know what? Yeah, I mean, I without giving away too much, I was chatting to the lady who was casting it, and, you know, already she said some of the stories are spectacular, because it's how people, it's the journey of getting to the food truck. Why did they start it? Did they lose their job? Did they have no choice? Did they sit at home and say, what in the name of Jesus am I going to do with myself?
Yeah.
You know, so it is very much about the person who's behind the food truck, as well, of course, as their amazing produce that they do. But it's very much about the story as a whole.
Right. So I'll just say that again. Casting at appetitemedia.tv. If you have a food truck, you want to be involved in Battle of the Food Trucks, fronted by James Patrice. You have to get your entry in before the 28th of May. What else is going on in your life, James?
Oh, do you know, I've been up and around the place. I'm doing a few bits for the Today Show, so I've been surfing.
Yes.
I have been horse riding.
How did the surfing go?
Appallingly. Absolutely brutal. I mean, you know, you're meant to get on the knees and yes. then stand up. Yes. I couldn't get
Could
on the
not?
Knee. No, I was lay down flat like a platypus and just gradually fell over. And no matter how much drone footage and how much trickery Pearrell Connor did, there was nothing that they could do to make it look good.
Did you get into the wetsuit?
Did I what? I couldn't get out of it. Oh my God. It was like a sausage skin. And I thought it might suck me in. No, anything you have to show, my goodness, it really shows it.
I think in fashion terms, they say they're unforgiving.
But you know what? If you're not proud, but you know what I say, get it out. Flaunt what you've got. But you know, it was great crack because it was all about just people. You know, we've so much to do in Ireland, surfing, horse riding, all that. And people might think, oh God, I could never do that. So the whole premise of it was, and still is, just to say, well, you know what? If you want to do it, give it a go. It doesn't matter how you look or what you do, because no one's looking at you.
Yeah.
It's fine.
If you get it at all, surfing is, it'd be worth a second try on your behalf without the cameras, because if you get it at all, it's such a buzz.
Do you, I would say so. Do you surf yourself, Ray?
Well, no, I wouldn't. Look, I've... You know,
you'd be well able if
tried
you had to.
I've tried it. No, I've tried it, and it's something I want to get back to. I spent a week down in Kerry once going to lessons every morning, and by the end of it, I stayed up for about a second and a half.
A second and a half? I was knee deep in the water. Anytime I fell under, I thought I was drowning. Yeah. I was gone. No, but you know, I agree with you there. I say it is a great buzz because you don't feel the time going by.
Yeah.
It just flies.
So was Monday important to you? Things opening up by appointment and hairdressers and all that sort of thing.
Do you know something? I'm next week I'm getting the haircut because I'm currently, it's a mix of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, and I don't know what else. There's a blood sugar trial going on in my head at the moment. If I don't blow dry and hairspray and lacquer down, no, but I mean, it's great to see everyone getting themselves sorted, getting the nails done, getting the hair did, and I think we deserve it.
Yeah.
We do, we really do.
And have you been to Penny's?
I have not.
No.
But I am going on Sunday morning.
Why would you go on Sunday morning? Is that the last day of appointment?
It was the only thing I could get, Ray.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, because Monday they'll be open.
Yes, yeah, so it opened for the appointments, I know, and Monday just gone there, and then it's properly opening on Monday coming. So okay. I said, you know what, I may as well get in, because Lord knows I'll be in on Monday as well.
Yes.
It'll be supermarket sweep going around the place, because I haven't a knicker left to my name. It's terrible.
For Mrs. Malahide.
Oh, Malahide woman is threadbare at this stage. It's cruel.
Listen, nobody saw the Brits last night. Did you see it?
I unfortunately didn't. No. I watched the red carpet and I did watch some of
fashion,
the speeches.
A lot of men in dresses.
Do you know something? I thought it was amazing. Harry Styles looked amazing in Gucci. He's having a real moment with the fashion lately. It's great. And Billy Porter from Pose, actually.
Yes.
He's spectacular. He's a Broadway legend. He does everything with finesse. And I thought he looked great. You know, it's great to see the guys in heels. Why not? You know what I mean? Give ourselves a bit of height. I think Adam Lambert was in heels as well.
And, he was, yeah.
Elton John, the whole lot. Ray, I think you could rock a Cuban heeled boot. No issue.
Oh, look, we've run out of time.
Oh,
James Patrice, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ray.
Talk to you soon. Bye. That's it from us. Cormac and Sarah are on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening. It is Wednesday, it is, yeah.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.